In the name of Jesus, welcome. Welcome especially those of you who are guests among us this day. God bless you with the peace, light, and love of Christ Jesus that the people of Queen Anne Lutheran Church experience each time they gather in God's holy name. I'm Pastor John Michael Barrick. You'll be seeing more of me in the months to come. Probably most of you heard that Pastor Dan caught COVID, tested positive, so he's not here today. But we had come up with something quite clever, we thought. We were going to call it Here We Stand, and we were going to have a little dialogue back and forth, but you'd get just me today. So at the end of the our proposed dialogue, he thought to add a personal touch that I was to ask him what his favorite movie was. Star Wars, okay, how many, yeah. So, okay, I'll throw in my 2 cents worth. The one that I've been kind of rewatching lately is called, it's an Italian film called The Great Beauty, but it has nothing to do with the main character being 65 and me being 60-ish, also interested in literature and other things. So anyway, I'm happy to be here and look forward to our time together in the months to come. At this time, I invite you to rise as you're able in body or spirit.
Wisdom is portrayed as a woman who invites people to partake of her banquet. Just as ordinary food is necessary for physical life, wisdom's food, insight and understanding, is necessary for fullness of life with God. Partaking of wisdom's banquet is the way to life. A reading from the book of Proverbs. Wisdom has built her house. She has hewn her seven pillars. She has slaughtered her animals. She has mixed her wine. She has also set her table. She has sent out her servant girls. She calls from the highest places in the town, "You that are simple, turn in here." To those without sense, she says, "Come, eat of my bread and drink of the wine I have mixed. Lay aside immaturity and live, and walk in the way of insight." Word of God, word of life. True wisdom integrates our new reality in Christ with our Christian fellowship and daily conduct. Because we are filled with the Spirit, Christians regularly rejoice together, give thanks to God for one another, and care for one another. In this way, we revere our Lord Jesus Christ. A reading from the letter to the Ephesians. Be careful then how you live, not as unwise people, but as wise, making the most of the time because the days are evil. So do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. Do not get drunk with wine, for that is debauchery, but be filled with the Spirit, as you sing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs among yourselves, singing and making melody to the Lord in your hearts, giving thanks to God the Father at all times and for everything, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
Please rise as you are able for the reading of the gospel.
One who eats this bread will live forever. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Christ.
So beginning with the feeding of the 5,000 at the beginning of this sixth chapter of John's Gospel account, all the way through the 69 verses, our lectionary readings slice it into five pieces of bread. Today's number four. You'll get the last slice next week with Pastor Peterson. In today's Gospel account, Jesus offers nourishment. And this time, the provisions are for a very long journey, indeed, the one to eternal life. Here, Jesus did not only say, "I've come down from heaven," he said, "I am the bread that came down from heaven, and I am the bread of life. Eat my flesh and drink my blood." Jesus is emphasizing his role as the giver of divine life to others. His is the invitation to eat bread which satisfies hunger forever. He's still correcting their truncated rendition about what he's about. And the people listening to Jesus here are called by John the Jews. And this is the demographic of folks in the community who are not attracted to him and who openly oppose. And they'll have none of it. They argue among themselves, disputing and ridiculing his silly offer of miraculous food. Research coming out of Yale University suggests that, believe it or not, the internet is making humans believe they are smarter than they actually are. Wasn't there a promise of it being the great leveler? The behavior is called invincible ignorance.
No.
Google that when you not now. But it keeps one from developing. Quote from their research: "People tend to do what they know and fail to do that which they have no conception of. In that way, ignorance profoundly channels the course we take in life. And unknown unknowns constitute a grand swath of everybody's field of ignorance. People often come up with answers to problems that are okay, but are not the best solution. The reason they don't come up with those solutions is that they are simply not aware of them. The average detective does not realize the clues he or she neglects. The mediocre doctor is not aware of the diagnostic possibilities or treatments never considered. The run-of-the-mill lawyer fails to recognize the winning legal argument that is out there somewhere, but people fail to reach their potential as professionals, lovers, parents, and people simply because they are not aware of the possible. We fail to recognize that having a thought doesn't make our thinking truth." The authors continue just a little bit. "We tend to have convictions about many things and to have opinions about almost everything else. We blind ourselves to the enormity of our ignorance." And then cognitive scientists the knowledge illusion, put it this way. In general, people don't appreciate how little we know. The tiniest bit of knowledge makes us feel like experts. Once we feel like an expert, we start talking like an expert. This crowd's complaining only compounds their lack of understanding. And over time increases their sense of rage. Oh, they've murmured and grumbled that they knew his parents, which makes Jesus just a local boy acting crazy. But Jesus ordered them to stop grousing and listen. He's got a teaching from God. He made the same comparison that we saw last week between manna that came down from heaven in the desert and himself, who was the living bread that came down from heaven. Now this is sustenance on a whole nother level. And although it was given by God, manna was earthly food meant to sustain earthly life. And those who ate it died eventually. But Jesus is living bread. Bread that sustains and transforms people through death. In fact, this bread is precisely Jesus' dying flesh, given for the life of the alienated world, a world where death reigns. And Jesus, the bread of life, will enter into and go beyond all death. And those who eat this bread of life will die and rise with him. Just concentrate on the deliberate kindness of God feeding the people, giving them a drink, teaching and pursuing them again and again and again in order to offer the greatest gift of all, God's sacrificial love for us. God follows us quietly and gently. How might we respond? To start with, how about receiving Jesus' flesh and blood in our Eucharistic celebration today? Another way could be to fast in the generosity of God. Also, simply slowing down, letting the love of God fill us, and be grateful. God's kind-hearted love, which is also persistent, proves to be quite worth the teaching to hear and learn and live into. Here's how Paul put it one more time in today's second reading. Do not be foolish. Understand what the will of the Lord is. Do not get drunk with wine, for that is debauchery, but be filled with the Spirit. As you sing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs among yourselves, singing and making melody to the Lord in your hearts, giving thanks to God your Father at all times and for everything, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. That's the life your baptism empowers you to live. For your own good. For the good of others. And to the glory of God.
I invite you to sit or kneel for the prayers of the church. Calling on the Spirit of wisdom to guide our hearts and our minds, let us pray for the church, the world, and all in need. Wisdom has built her house. May the church be a house of wisdom for all who enter. May we continue to grow and stretch in ways we never thought possible. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Wisdom has mixed her wine. May the harvest seasons be plentiful this year. We pray for orchards, vineyards, farms, and all of creation. Protect and conserve the earth. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Wisdom has employed her laborers. Be with all who seek adequate employment. Guide our economic and governmental leaders to support the people of our world with fair wages and safe working conditions. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Wisdom has invited her guests. Make your presence known to all who feel lost, abandoned, or hurting at this time. Direct your spirit of care to all who seek healing and comfort. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Wisdom has set her table. May this congregation be a welcome table to all who seek the refuge of God. Break down walls and barriers that prevent us from offering a seat at this table to anyone who comes. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
For whom or what else do the people of God pray? Wisdom has shown her path of insight. May we journey on her paths, looking toward a bright future, while remembering from where we have come. We give our thanks for those who have gone before us. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We lift up these prayers to you, gracious God. Receive them into your holy keeping. Amen.
I invite you to rise as you're able. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And also with you.
Please share a sign about peace.
God's peace. God's peace be with you. God's peace. night when Jesus was betrayed, he took bread, broke it, gave thanks, and gave it to the disciples to eat, saying, "Take, eat, this is my body given into death for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "Take, drink, this cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sins. Do this for the remembrance of me." Knowing we are loved, let us pray as Jesus taught us.
Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
Please be seated. In this place of grace, all baptized Christians are welcome to the table of grace. And for those of you who are communing from your seats, I invite you at this time to please take out your communicable and follow my lead. You'll first peel off the bottom tab to eat the bread, and then peel off the top tab to drink the wine. This is the body of Christ, broken for you. This is the blood of Christ shed for you. Come and taste the joy of God.
Thank you. Good morning. My name is Susan Evans. I'm serving as the vice president of the congregation this year. First of all, I'd like to let you know that I emailed with Pastor Dan last night, and he is starting to feel better. So we're hoping that he's well on his way to recovery. It's my very distinct pleasure this morning to introduce two new people as part of our community here at Queen Anne Lutheran. The first is Pastor John Michael Barrick, who will be serving with us temporarily while Pastor Dan is at Princeton. He will be taking over Pastor Dan's duties completely. So any pastoral needs that you have during September and October and November, feel free to contact him or just stop in to say hi. He has served us a number of times already as a supply pastor, and we're all looking forward to getting to know you better. And the next person that I'm just thrilled to introduce is Dr. Lynn Hofstad, who started work on Thursday as our program coordinator. She has a history with Queen Anne Lutheran as well. She and Pastor Dan taught together at Seattle University, and she has also facilitated a number of our forums and was with us for the Women's Lenten Breakfast this last year. And we're just very, very pleased to have you among us.
Last month, I had a chance to meet with the staff, and Lynn was just on the brink of making a decision. And so to kind of help the process along, I told her if she's not coming, I'm not coming. So I look forward to getting to know you better, too. Kyle, you have a couple of announcements, please.
Jazz on the Grass returns this week. Roosevelt High School Jazz Combo will be here, and we'll have root beer floats. Come one, come all. Bring your friends. Bring your neighbors. Many thanks to all who are helping to make this happen and who helped 2 weeks ago when Roosevelt High School was here. That's Wednesday, 5:30 is when the music starts. And then, like every Wednesday in the month of August, we'll have Hold an Evening Prayer by Candlelight in the chapel at 7 o'clock. Be there or be square.
There are details of all the announcements in your service folder today. Just one to highlight is that the dinner that the church is providing to New Horizons is this upcoming Friday. So please participate as you're able. Are there any other announcements for the good of the assembly? Okay, then I invite you to rise as you're able for the blessing. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor, give you peace. Amen.